As the rest of California goes to the polls on June 5th in the state's primary election, so too will voters in Irvine. In addition to seats of Congress and myriad propositions, residents there will also make the final decision on the site of Orange County's first cemetery for veterans. At the center of that vote is a longtime debate that centers on two pieces of land. Gustavo Arellano is with us for this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
So let's talk about these plots of land and why there's been such a controversy that surrounds them.
This is a story that goes back years. So to recap, a couple years ago, State Assemblywoman Sharon Quirk Silva, she was able to get a bill passed that would allocate money from the state to build a veteran cemetery in what's currently the Great Park, but used to be the El Toro Marine Corps Air Station. Now, that plot of land was right in the middle of it, but it would have cost a lot of money to get rid of all the asphalt and concrete and basically build a cemetery out of it. But it was going through, then the developer, Five Point, which has been developing most of the land around the Great Park, they're like, no, because we want to build houses there. How about going to the city of Irvine? How about we give you a plot of land that's currently Strawberry Fields right next to the 5 Freeway? The city of Irvine, the Irvine City Council said yes in October. Immediately, there's been lawsuits, but more importantly, then there's been a gathering of signatures to try to put this on the ballot.
So the Great Park is there at the 405 where the 5 meets the 405, correct?
The El Toro Y, yeah.
Yeah, this is the El Toro Y. The Strawberry Fields are where?
Right next to the 5 Freeway. In fact, it's almost like the last plot of agricultural land along the freeways anywhere in Orange County. And it's always been a sight to see because you see all this suburban stuff and then this plot of land. So it's a sizable portion of land. But what the backers of the original site are saying is like, that's not hallowed land. We want the hallowed land that is the El Toro Marine Corps Air Station, the former one right there. And this is just dirty. It's right next to the freeway. It's too loud. It's not befitting a veteran cemetery. Obviously, though, they've never been to the cemetery up in Westwood.
What else, Gustavo, is factoring into the vote? There are a lot of other things on the ballot, obviously. Will those things affect the outcome here, do you think?
Absolutely. So wanting the Strawberry Field or supporting the Strawberry Field effort is labor, because longtime Orange County labor head Nick Berardino, he supports the Strawberry Patch because what he's saying is what a lot of veterans are saying. It's like, look, a lot of us are dying every single day. Let's build it as fast as possible. Doing it on land that's just right now fields is easier. But on the other side, who wants it on the original patch of El Toro is longtime Irvine Mayor Larry Agron, because his issue is, again, with Five Point. He's saying that Five Point is messing with city politics. And Larry, even though he hasn't been mayor for a while, he still commands a lot of respect in the city.
So what happens if the folks opposed to the Strawberry Fields then win?
That's the thing. This is Orange County. So whatever the voters decide is supposed to be how it's going to happen, wherever the voters decide to put the cemetery. But then you know that the other side, they're going to throw in a lawsuit and they're going to go back and forth, back and forth. What I would say is like, look, there's veterans who are passing away every single day. Orange County has never had a veteran cemetery. I think it's unfair for veterans currently to have to drive out to Riverside or to Westwood. So let's do what's best for the veterans.
All right. Gustavo Arellano with KCRW's Orange County Line as we continue our membership drive as well. Gustavo, we saw you over at the pie contest over the weekend in Westwood, speaking of which,
yeah,
over on the campus of UCLA outside of Royce Hall. So this is a station that gives you community events like that. This is also something that allows you, it gives you a sort of a bullhorn to talk more about things, all things Orange County.
Yeah, as I said for years, KCRW seems to be the only station in Southern California that really cares about Orange County in terms of news, in terms of food, in terms of culture. There's concerts there. There's soon to be also events in Orange County, more in culinary thing. And yeah, so if you want to support that, let's do it. 1-800-600-5279, 800-600-KCRW, or online at kcrw.com/join.
All right. Gustavo Arellano, thanks.
Gracias.